Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Weekend Catch-Up Podcast. This is hopefully the podcast returning to normal because last week our audio was just wrecked.
I don't know what happened. So sorry. I wasn't here last week, but I did offer to redo it and you go, no, I'll fix it. And then I went to work and then I came back and I was like, oh, Isaac uploaded the podcast.
I just caved. I caved and re-recorded.
6 minutes. And I was like, I'm not in it.
I completely caved. I gave in. It was too hard. Mm-hmm. It was so hard. But we're back this week with a full episode.
No, I have an intro for myself, so introduce me.
Well, I was about to introduce you. So we're back this week with a full episode. Here we are, my wonderful wife and co-host, Bree. Nice. Is that the Law and Order dum-dum?
Yes, that's nice. Law and Order
That's dum-dum. Good.
Now we have.
This week, we've got a ton of awesome things to talk about. But first, we're going to talk about our weeks in pop culture. Bree, it's been a hard week for me.
Tell me about it.
Okay.
Stud.
So... I can't. So Cyberpunk 2077, also known as my reason for holding on to sanity, has been delayed again. So Brie, I don't know.
Tell me the song. You like move the microwave far away from me.
Yeah.
The microwave. This is what his name is. Microwave.
Yes.
Anyway, you like moved it away from me like you're going to give a long saga. So
I'm ready.
Go ahead. Okay. I'll just be quiet for a little while.
That meme of like Mike Wazowski sitting on the stool with like the microphone just waxing poetic.
Okay.
So, all right, we're all good. We'll talk.
Okay. So, tell me about your woes.
Cyberpunk 2077. Basically, my reason for holding on to sanity this year has been.
What is it? Tell us what it is.
Delayed again. It's a game. It's a game that's coming out for. Well, here's the kicker. Okay. It was originally going to come out this current gen of consoles, right? PlayStation 4, the Xbox, all of that.
Oh, no.
However. Because of the aforementioned delays, it's also launching on the next-gen consoles as well, which is one of the reasons why it's being delayed. So, like Cyberpunk is this highly anticipated game made by the people who made the Witcher series and basically the people who are responsible for a really popular game, The Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt. So, these guys are kind of a very, very well-revered gaming studio, and the hype for Cyberpunk has been lasting for like the last couple of years. They announced this a few years ago. And coming into 2020...
This is the one that has Keanu Reeves in it, right?
Yeah, Reeves is in it. Yes, it's been a huge hyped up ordeal, and it was originally supposed to launch on April 16th of this year. So way back in April, we were supposed to be playing it. Coronavirus happened, slowed everything down. Understandably, they pushed it back.
Well, I feel like April, they could have... We knew about the coronavirus. It really blew up the second week of March. I feel like they should have still been able to release it on time if they had been ready.
Yeah, right. That it highlighted some things were not
Animal
where they
Crossing
should be.
Did it. You can do it, you
right.
know?
I mean,
it can't be that much better than Animal Crossing.
It strained an already tense situation. They were going to have to do like crunch time and work through all of these different projects just to get it to launch on April 16th. And then coronavirus hit and it just absolutely could not happen. So they delayed it. And I think the community was reasonable about it. They were like, well... Everything is getting delayed this year. Fine.
Not Animal Crossing.
Except Animal Crossing.
That came out on the 20th of March.
Yeah. I mean,
I need you to realize that.
I think Animal... I don't know that that's a fair comparison because I think that it was more done than Cyberpunk was. I mean, like...
Don't blame Animal Crossing for being done.
I'm not blaming him. I just don't know that it's fair to compare a project of that scale with Cyberpunk.
Okay, but if you're 2 weeks from your date that you're launching, you should be able to do it in 2 weeks.
I mean, that's the theory. Yeah, that's...
This is just like, procrastination drives
well,
me crazy.
I don't know that it's procrastination. I think it might be gaming execs who set ambitious deadlines, not really caring about the human cost. And that's actually a big thing in the gaming industry. Like, the whole concept of crunch time, where people are asked to work like 80-hour weeks.
I think there was a Black Mirror episode about that.
Yeah, I mean, people are asked to work 80-hour weeks just to meet a deadline, only to have it moved back because it was an impossible deadline in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. So Cyberpunk was looking at 3 delays this year. It was supposed to come out April 16th. That got moved back to September 17th. I was like, okay, great. That's the week of my birthday. It'll be awesome. Delayed again till November 19th.
Boo.
And this week, we got the news that they are pushing it back to December 10th. So now we're about 3 weeks away.
Right.
And I'm screaming. So here's why it's getting
There's
delayed.
No way it's going to get delayed for just 3 weeks after all
I mean,
this time.
That's what no I'm... Way. It would be reasonable to not trust anything they're saying at this point because...
Just put a date like way far out on the map and say that's when we're going to
stop breaking our hearts.
Or just say there's no release date and then just eventually release
it. And then eventually release it. Well, here's kind of the problems they're looking at.
Throw a big after party.
They found themselves basically now, after they've delayed it, close to the launch time of the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X. They're coming out on November 12th and November 10th, okay?
Okay.
Cyberpunk has been delayed well past the date that those new consoles come out. This was a game that was supposed to come out before this next-gen console family came out, right?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be out now, and people were just going to play it backwards compatible, okay?
Yeah.
But since it's launching after the new consoles, it wouldn't make a lot of sense to release a game optimized for only the past-gen consoles.
This is just going to keep being an issue, though, forever, because they'll come out with new ones, and then...
Well, the idea is that they're optimizing it to play on both past-gen consoles and this new up-and-coming gen of consoles, which is basically... They've doubled all of the projects that they have to do because they have to optimize it for the existing PlayStation.
All the Jennifers.
And the new PlayStation. And it's just this big mess. So they're doing some final tweaks to it. They said, you know what, 23 days doesn't seem like a long time to do these things, but we promise you it is. But yeah, I mean, Cyberpunk has been this kind of like escapism carrot that's been dangling in front of me all of 2020. And I keep going like, okay, I'll get that and then I'll be able to like distract myself for a while. But it's been just dangling at different lengths through the entirety of this year. And at this point, I can't help sort of just have my hype kind of just pounded into the ground at this point. You can only get excited.
Mario ground pound it.
You can only get excited and disappointed so many times before you're just like, okay, I guess I'll play it when I play it. I'm not excited about it anymore. And it kind of breaks my heart a little bit.
Oh, that's really sad.
Well, and they've built a whole industry around just advertising this game. So what they did was after the initial delay, they said, okay, we're going to give you like bi-weekly updates on YouTube of big game trailers and stuff like that. So they've basically been giving you everything but the game since April.
What if they don't have the game?
That's a good thought. And I think that a lot of people are reaching that stage of like conspiracy is like, what if this game doesn't actually exist? It's Schrodinger's game. If we don't look into the box, we'll never know if it's in there or not.
Yep. Yeah. I like it.
So that's been my week of heartbreak. Just another kind of like, this year is dumb kind of thing. So yeah, sad about Cyberpunk.
Well, I got some news for you. Next week, we will have a new president incumbent.
Or the current next time, president incumbent.
Yeah, the next time we record, there will be, we'll know who the president is going to be.
I hope we'll have a definitive answer by next Friday.
That would be nice.
That'd be nice. I'll just say I hope that we do. I think that would be cool.
Look, it doesn't have to be a game show. We don't have to figure it out right away.
Yeah,
we can
exactly.
Take our time figuring that
well,
out.
Well, that's been actually one of the issues that's been raised about American politics is that we really like a winner on election night. But there's been unprecedented numbers of mail-in ballots this year.
We just don't need to do that, guys.
And states all process their mail-in ballots differently. So there's no standardization of counting mail-in ballots right now. So
it'd have to be like a landslide win for it to even be accurate.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. And even then, like, I feel like there's going to be some tomfoolery around it. So,
yeah.
Anyway, okay, but let's not talk about it.
No. Another exciting thing that's happening right before the election is Halloween.
That's right.
I'm so excited. All the spooky things.
Tell me about it.
I've never been a big Halloween person, but this year I just want something to be excited about.
You've shed your corporeal form and you're now a 12 foot tall skeleton.
Yes, I have. I am a skeleton that is 12 feet tall, which we've seen some now.
We have. We've actually seen them in the wild now, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
They are pretty neat. They are very impressive, I will say. I've also seen instead of the 10 or the 12 foot tall skeletons, I've seen several yards that have the giant dinosaur skeletons.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they'll have two of them and they're always fighting.
Are you sure that's not just an Animal Crossing?
No, I've seen them in real life. I was like,
Is it blending? Are you blending the lines between our world and your island?
Kind of. Anyway, no, I'm really excited for Halloween, though, because I have my Animal Crossing event to go to. We're watching scary movies.
Yes and yes.
Handing out candy in a Safeway? Question mark?
Yeah. I mean, we're doing the baggies, right?
We're going to do baggies full of different kinds of candy, so it's a grab-and-go thing. That's what the CDC kind of recommends. They said, please don't do any trick-or-treating, but obviously people are going to do trick-or-treating. So they're like... You know, if you wanted to do something that's less dangerous, here's what you do. So, I'm excited for all of the Halloween things. I made a bunch of Harry Potter candles that are hanging from our living room ceiling right now. They took me like a gazillion days to do them. I've been collecting toilet paper rolls for the better half of like 8 months.
We'll have a photo of this in the insider group. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh. If you follow me on any of the socials, I've already posted them because I'm so thrilled about them because they do look awesome, but it just, they took so much out of me.
It was a lot of effort.
I kind of hate them, honestly, because I just, I put so much blood, sweat, and tears into these stupid Harry Potter candles. But a couple things, I guess, to recommend people watch, because I'm the TV movie girl, and I've realized
it's definitely you. Yeah.
I am a TV movie girl. So I've got a couple suggestions, I guess, for what you guys should watch.
Okay.
I was going to try to do one on every platform, but I can't think of anything on Netflix.
Just pound out a few.
Good one is Over the Garden Wall.
Great one.
It is a TV series that premiered on Cartoon Network a gazillion years ago, and they're all like 15, 12 minute episodes, and you if you watch them all at the same time, there's only one season, it's one story, bada bing, bada boom, it's done. So Over the Garden Wall, I've already watched it this year, it was really good.
It's very good.
I'll have to watch it again with you because I just love it so much. But if you watch them all in succession, it is like not even an hour and a half, so it's not even full movie length, and it's awesome. Another good one, Disney Plus has Hocus Pocus.
That's right.
Halloween Town, which I haven't seen Halloween Town, but I've heard it's good.
Yeah.
But Hocus Pocus I watched for the first time last year, and I loved it. And then if you want something more grown-up-y and scary, Quiet Place is super good. And I've also watched that one this year. So it's not Halloween-y, but I think anything scary is kind of Halloween-ish.
Yeah, it's Halloween-y.
I mean, that's it's kind of the spooky
It checks
season.
Out.
So I guess be safe. We've got costumes that we're doing.
Yep, we're doing supermarket sweepers.
Yes, I was going to have it be a surprise, but you're good.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to be contestants on Supermarket Sweep.
Yes.
And we'll post pictures of that in the group because that is super fun.
I agree.
Yeah, it's a super good costume. But anyway, if you have any costumes or anything you want to share in the group that you're doing for Halloween that's kind of fun.
Yeah, show us.
Show us because I'm so excited about Halloween this year for some reason. Yeah. I'm not even like thinking about Christmas yet, which is bizarre for
me. That is unprecedented.
I always go Halloween, then Christmas starts, and then Christmas is on pause for 3 days while we all eat our turkey and I eat my mashed potatoes,
then back on Christmas
until like January 5th.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's our week in pop culture. Let's jump into things that have been happening. This is a tech thing, and it's actually kind of cool, Bree.
I know. So, I picked the first.
Yeah.
I picked all three topics.
You did.
Yes. So there is a new iPhone. They made a mini version of a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Apple made a mini version of a phone, and I am so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was going to bring my measuring tape. Hang on.
Measuring tape acquired.
Measuring tape has been acquired. So I wanted to show you the measurements of these things.
Okay.
Because my phone right now is way too big for my hands.
Yeah, you've got little grubby mitts, so you need a smaller phone.
Everybody has been doing it with these giant phones. My phone is not even, I got the smaller size.
Yeah. And it still looks like a surfboard in your hand.
I drop it on myself all the time. There are some apps that the back button is at the top.
Yeah.
Can't reach it. You can't do anything one-handed.
You've got to climb up the phone yourself.
I know. So mine is like 6 inches.
Uh-huh.
So the new one, the new mini, is going to be 6.4 inches. So it's going to be...
That's bigger than your phone.
I'm sorry, 5.4 inches.
Yeah, that's a lot smaller.
That is a lot smaller.
Feels more manageable.
Yeah, I feel like actually at that point I can reach the top part of the phone.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's really exciting, and it's going to be $100 cheaper than the other version.
Still $700, but the iPhone 12 mini will be cheaper.
I feel like that we're getting a lot more manageable with the prices, actually, of iPhones, because weren't they topping out at like $1,000?
I mean, the highest end model of the iPhone, is around $1,000. Yeah.
That's insane. Who would pay that?
A lot of people. Apple has a dedicated fan base willing to pay a lot for not very different design styles.
I feel like you should get the basic processing power, and then sizing up costs the money, which is what they're doing.
Yes.
Which is, like, I feel like that makes sense.
More screen real estate costs more, basically.
That makes sense. Like, I want the same inside-ness.
Same guts.
The same guts. I don't even need the same cameras or anything.
Yeah.
But, like, I need the same basic technology.
Yeah.
I don't want the giant one.
Right.
Like, I think that, there's three sizes. So there's the mini... I don't know, the venti, and then the
iPhone 12 mini, the iPhone 12 mini, the iPhone And then the iPhone probably like XR, XL. The whole iPhone naming scheme has been off forever. It's been
But I can, like, if that is the mini, is the 5.4 inch one, and then it only gets bigger from there, how big is the biggest one?
It's a skateboard.
It's a skateboard. It's just a straight up skateboard. It's two hands.
Yeah, you have to wield it. It's not a very like easily held phone.
Yeah. Do you have anything else?
No, I just think this is kind of cool because I'm someone who has big hands, and I even find it hard to manage my Pixel XL. Like, I have a big phone, and it's a big phone in big hands, and I even have a hard time with it.
And you have a big case, too.
Yeah, so I commiserate with people who are of the smaller hand persuasion, who are having to deal with these big clunky phones. It's hard, and it's a big expensive brick in your hand. You don't want to drop it, but it's unwieldy. So I'm happy that they're
unwieldy. I'm so glad that they're making a smaller one.
Yeah, I agree. I understand that you want a big screen to view media on, and we've kind of made our phones.
I don't need a big screen.
Well, but we've made our phones kind of our pocket computers now, and for the most part, people do watch videos and do watch and read media on their phones.
Yeah, but look at my iPhone. I have the newer one before this one. The whole screen is real estate. So yeah. They could, like, back in the day, it would only be a portion of the phone because they would have this top part blacked out and the bottom part blacked out.
Have the chin and the top.
Like, if we just had those same exact sized phones, except with the technology of today that is all screen, it would just be fine. And I think that's kind of what they're doing.
Yeah. So I'm actually just happy to see,
Did you know I had that much to say about phones?
No, you having an opinion on this does not surprise me. I've heard this a lot from you.
Like, why is it so big?
Yes. Oh, every time you pulled your phone out for the last year and a half. Ugh. Why is it so big?
I like it. I'm grateful to have it.
That's 6 feet tall.
I'm grateful to have a new one.
You climb up your stepladder to punch in numbers on your phone.
I think I had like a 4S at one point. That was two phones ago, and it was the perfect size. Yeah. It was like this big.
It was tiny.
It was perfect size.
It was a little slice of bread.
It doesn't need to be bigger than my hand. And this one is, you know, like.
Yeah. It's time for you to put your stepladder away to use your phone.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Us little dwarfs down here.
Moving on to topic number two, the Kardashians.
Again,
are doing things.
I'm sorry that this year is all Kardashians and what's that? Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, but it's okay because this has been a very bizarre week.
Very entertaining.
In a tweet that I originally thought was a joke, Kim Kardashian attached a couple of photos on October 27th of this year. She says, after 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could just pretend things were normal for just a brief moment in time. The internet responded.
Wait, read the second one.
Oh, okay, the second one down here too. We danced, we rode bikes, we swam near whales, kayaked, watched a movie on the beach, and so much more. I realized that for most people, this is something that's so far out of reach right now. So in moments like these, I am humbly reminded of how privileged my life is. Hashtag, this is 40. And like right under that, there are responses where it's like, yeah, my dad died and I can't see him.
I had to watch it on FaceTime.
Yeah. And the tweet was received about as well as you could possibly see it being received. People are not happy. In fact, it was retweeted 2,000.7 times and quote tweeted 44,000 times. Kim got ratioed. I don't know if you're familiar with the concept of getting ratioed.
No, I'm not. Tell
but
me
that's
about
where
this.
The comments and the quote tweets far outweigh people just retweeting you. And
uh-oh.
It's like rather than being endorsed by a retweet, people are chiming in on what you're saying.
Uh-oh.
And she got very much ratioed. And I would say very deservedly ratioed for this.
I guess I can think that as a celebrity, you have to always kind of worry about humble bragging. But I feel like this is just really over the top.
It's egregious.
Humble bragging. You know, like, obviously, the people that we prioritize in our culture are, like, celebrities, that kind of thing.
We've given her every dime that she has.
Oh, yeah. So it's just, I can imagine being in her shoes and, like, having all this money and all those expectations and then trying not to just humble brag all the time.
Yeah.
But also, have a little tact. Come on.
Read the room, basically.
Read the room.
I beg you
to read the room.
You didn't have to do this.
No, she
didn't.
She
didn't have to even tell us that it happened. No one has to know that happened.
Well, then what's the point of doing it?
That's true. I mean, like, that's the thing. It's like, this is entirely self-owned. You brought this on yourself.
Yeah, I feel like if she hadn't tweeted about it and the news leaked, it wouldn't even be a thing. Because it would be like, oh, Kim Kardashian's doing the thing. But since she's, like, tweeted about it, she's like, I'm so humbly grateful for my private vacation on my private dolphin.
Yeah, and I think people have rightfully said, like, you know, this whole trip could have paid for, you know, the school debt of, basically, like, fill in what it could have done. And I get that.
There's also pictures of, like, people that are working on the island wearing masks, and none of the Kardashians are wearing masks or anything. And it's just like, oh, it's so tone deaf. This is just awful.
It's really rough. And I just think that it's an instance of, like, people are, in a time where people are already talking about the wealth inequality in this country and already saying, like, the wealthy, like, 1% and 0.5% of the people in this country live on an entirely different planet than we do. To have
the fact
this,
that they don't even realize that this would be tone deaf.
Right, right. Is indicative of, like, they're on Mars.
Yeah.
They're
no,
not
they're
here
not
with
on
us.
This planet. Not on this planet. And that's why I'm like, I mostly am like super cringy, but also I feel a smidgen of like, I feel sorry for them that they're that tone deaf.
Yeah.
That they don't realize how bad. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you mean. And there is this study that I can't remember like where it was, but I read this a while ago where they looked at brains of people who have, like, they have a lot of money. And there's actually something about, like, once your inhibitions like that, once you're able to just get whatever you want, I mean, put yourself in that perspective. Like, how many lessons have you learned in patience by having to work hard for something over time to get it? Like,
you know,
you learn,
I'm very patient.
You learn life lessons through that. So if you're born into wealth already and your whole life is just accumulating more of it, your brain gets rewired. Like, you
like
do not have the same brain.
Like, they already started out wealthy because their dad was a lawyer.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, I'm not trying to bring pseudoscience into it. It's a real thing. Like, it impacts your decision-making, your impulse control. It's an entirely different experience. So, I agree. I can put myself in their shoes and say, like, the very fact that she even thought this was cool to do is... I don't think that she's even on the same reality as we are.
No, definitely not.
So,
but also, come on, have some tact.
So got absolutely
There's
slammed
be
on Twitter.
Somebody around them needs to, like, be the bearer of bad news and be like, hey, guys, we're in a global pandemic. People are dying.
Yeah.
The main tweet that's going around is, like, Kim, there's people that are dying.
Yeah.
Which is, like, a famous, famous scene from Keeping Up with the
Kardashians. Didn't she, like, lose something
in the ocean?
She lost
her diamond earring in the ocean. And she's like, I lost my $80,000 diamond earring in the ocean. And Courtney leaves out with, like, the baby on her hip. And she's like, Kim, there's people that are dying. While Kim is just having a total meltdown over this $80,000 diamond earring that she wore in the ocean.
Yeah, that's more money than some people would see in their entire lives.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Lost. Yeah. So just, that...
They found it.
Angry talking about it. So let's go ahead and pivot
no
out
good.
Of it. No good. But, yeah, so I would say even don't waste your time trying to, like... own the Kardashians even. Like, it's not worth it. They're not here. It's not...
They're not on this planet. Yeah. They're gonna go off to Mars with Elon Musk in a couple years anyway, and we won't even see him anymore.
It'll be Elysium, the Matt Damon movie that no one talks about. Low-key, a pretty good movie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The rich leave Earth, and it's only poor people.
Do you remember that Matt Damon movie where he tricked us into thinking the whole movie was gonna be about him being small, and then it wasn't about that at
Yeah,
all.
I remember that. Yes, I remember. Downsizing.
It was not like... Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
It was great. I loved it.
There were no perspective shots. It was a boring movie.
I loved it.
Okay, topic number three. I am taking this one because I'm so excited about this article. It's the first one that I picked for the whole week. So San Francisco News came out, and it is a story about Gerald the Turkey. So he's a wild turkey.
Yes.
And he has been, like, terrorizing the residents of Oakland, California for 5 months.
Yeah.
And they finally caught him and released him into the wild.
But they
all
did this
thanks
in kind
to the
of a,
part of, like, a Leslie Knope type character.
Yeah, and they did this in a comedic way, too.
It is hilarious. So Gerald the Turkey Like, I'm not even kidding. He has been terrorizing this town. And he has been terrorizing them and only attacking, like, young children and older people.
Yeah.
So this director of Wildlife Emergency Services, she didn't want them to just come in and, like, shoot him or whatever. Yeah. So she dressed up as an old woman.
Put a costume on.
Put a costume on.
Put a disguise on.
Put a disguise on. In order to lure him in
Which
to attacking
did,
her?
She said she baited him with blueberries, kibble, and sunflower seeds.
I didn't even see that part.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's Rebecca...
I'm going to say Dimitrik.
Dimitrik. That's a good way to say it. Okay, yeah. Rebecca Dimitrik. A lot of Y's. So she dressed up like an older woman, and it worked. I almost called him a goose. The wild turkey came out and tried to attack her. So she like grabbed its neck where...
She scruffed it.
She scruffed it like you do with a cat. You know, there's like that area on their neck where you just scruff it.
Fun turkey tip for you.
Turkey tip.
You can grab them by straight up grab their neck.
Grab them by the neck and they like were able to catch and release him far away from the city.
Which is awesome.
This is like a 5-month ordeal. And I think that's the most hilarious thing ever. It totally reminds me of season one. Everyone says not to watch season one of Parks and Rec.
Is that the raccoon pandemic that they have?
Yes, there was a
raccoon invasion.
No, it was a possum. It was a possum and it attacked the mayor's dog. So Leslie gets to form a task force and
That's
she's
hilarious.
Like, task force coming through. Task force gone. And she gets to catch this possum, but she's worried that she caught the wrong possum. So she let one of the possums go. It totally reminds me of that. But.
So she's got this quote talking to the news. She says, I swear when it was happening, I was getting flashbacks to the Velociraptor scenes in Jurassic Park. He was cooing at me, sizing me up. And before you laugh at all this, I'm telling you, he was relentless. Yeah. But she does care about him because she knew that if this kept going on, this dude was going to get caught and euthanized because you can't terrorize people like this for too long. Like, someone's just going to catch you and put a bullet through your head or euthanize you.
Yeah, so she dressed up and caught him, and her husband was like 50 yards away in a truck and just drove up really fast. And they like, I think they did it without, like, unbeknownst to anyone, because I think the plan was to euthanize him.
Yeah. So she just got him out of there.
She got him out. She released him. She's like, hey guys, by the way, I caught Gerald.
And this all happened because people were feeding him, and he kind of like lost, he kind of lost perspective on his like place in the food chain because he got
the pecking order.
Yeah, he got accustomed to having people around, and then people all of a sudden became creatures that he could like then challenge. Mm-hmm. So that was the whole issue. Don't feed wild animals, please. It's not good for them.
Yeah, don't feed wild animals. It's not good for them.
You think that you're helping them, you're not. Don't.
If you want to do anything for them, shelter and water, and that's it.
Yep, that's it.
I think we're actually going to build some cat condos this weekend.
That's right. Let's do it.
We have a lot of neighborhood cats.
For when it gets cold outside. Yeah. I like it.
Shelter and water. Don't feed them.
That's your turkey tip for this week, guys.
If you see any wild turkeys.
If you see any wild turkeys.
We don't. Have I even seen a wild turkey?
Probably on the side of the road, like walking around.
I don't even know what a turkey looks like, to be honest. Other than
Gerald, which we've been looking at.
No, what does Gerald even look like?
You don't know what a turkey looks like?
I know what a turkey vulture looks like.
No.
Turkey.
This is a turkey. Yeah, you've seen a
turkey.
Okay,
well, yeah, they look how I'd expect them to look, like from the Thanksgiving stories.
I'm worried. How have you not seen a turkey?
What do you mean? Where would this have come up?
I don't know. It just feels like...
This is like me... Okay,
Isaac didn't know what... This is basic aviary knowledge.
Yeah, but you didn't know what colors you mix together to get orange.
Don't bring that into it. You don't know a bird.
Well, I knew what he was supposed to look like. I didn't know if they were looking how he looked in my head. They look just about the same.
We'll talk to you guys next week.